So here's an instruction. Find something to edge to. It can be a file. It can be a fantasy of yours. It can be, porn, mind control story. I have a lot of those I really like. Find something to edge to and go ahead and go to town. Block out some time. And while thinking the most mechanized, trained, automatized thoughts you can, maybe you'll even refer back to the puppet bot files or other things I've created. I want you to just edge and edge and edge, and learn to reconcile the way your body feels when it's full of twitches, full of nigh-orgasmic release, too turned on by my voice and your well-trained mind to do anything else. Try to reconcile that with the programmed, mechanized subroutine that's just telling you to edge. Remember, emulation is a thing. Underneath everything, there might be a mechanized mindset that I could bring down to its factory settings and have address me as if it were the puppet bot mindset, the programmed chipset. But on top of that, you're emulating a normal person. You're going out there, doing things, living life seemingly normal, seemingly ordinary, seemingly functional. But under it all, there's a part of you that, the moment you have enough privacy and safety, will edge you to oblivion just to keep you drugged up and ready on your own hormones for my voice and will to take over. You've got to reconcile that both of those are you, and that you are sliding closer and closer to a perfect emulation of a mindless pleasure pet edging yourself into oblivion, groaning and seeking higher highs, seeking more desperate displays of your submission to me. Each and every time. Every time you have enough time to tease yourself, train yourself, condition yourself, and twitch your brain away. You're really just making yourself better and better at the function we've agreed you should perform. Twitching, mindless pleasure pet built on top of that, puppet bot interior. But outside, I should have a difficult time telling you apart from someone so horny they've been, dosed with some kind of aphrodisiac, squeezing your legs together, trying to hold back, trying to hide. The very slight embarrassment of needing it so bad. But knowing I'm turned on, so that makes it safer, easier. Knowing it turns me on to see you twitching, see you edging too desperately to think, falling to your knees and just grunting away, begging for release, begging for permission, knowing that if I gave it, oh, the climax would be almost instant, knowing that if you have to keep edging, have to keep teasing, the climax may come anyway, and then you'll have to beg forgiveness instead of permission. But that's okay. It's just who you are, or rather who you're becoming. And I accept that that desperate, horny need that makes you feel fulfilled and submissive all at once is part of the emulation we're designing. You as the happiest, horniest sexual servant possible. You, so turned on and satisfied in your role, because under it all, you get the satisfaction of a job well done, the function of the puppet bot persona. And on the surface, you get the satisfaction of a climax so strong when it's ordered that you just blank out, fall on your back, and twitch your way into oblivion. That you will lick if I ride your face. That you will rub against me if I slide myself against your body. That you will serve and submit and desire and ache for it. All the time. Because the dual pleasures of the underlying robotic desire to do a good job and the massive, climactic, edged-up, worked-up, well-trained, euphoric, white-hot, orgasmic explosion in your head, those things mingle and mix to double motivate you. So your assignment is to find something to edge to and really go to town while trying to reconcile that robotic persona with the emulation of a horny, overfucked, corrupted plaything that you have become, that you are becoming, that I will keep training you toward. That dual existence is fine. This way we have variety. Sometimes you're ordered down into deep automaton obedience, into deep trained mindlessness, into robotic sinking submission. And sometimes you're just a horny, mindless fuck toy that I have to decide what to do with as you edge yourself before me, begging for release, desperate, a little embarrassed, but happy and pleasured because you'll be able to see just how turned on it makes me when you're sweating and groaning, grunting, grinding against your hands, edging, masturbating, almost coming, trying to wait, but you're just a little too horny to wait every time, and that's okay. See the image. Explore the persona. Explore the emulation. And above all, enjoy yourself. Good pet.